on the floor. Now my jewelry box froze. Fuck up bowl, fuck up stove. Counted millions in a cold. Bad bitch, booted swole. Got her on bankroll. Can't fold, that's a no. Headshot, case closed.
What is up, guys? It's DJ, and you're listening.
Keep going. Keep going.
I couldn't even do it.
That was good. I didn't expect that.
We're trying an April Fool's thing.
Oh, go ahead. By all means, the floor is yours. This makes my job easier.
I couldn't even hold it in.
All right,
I kept looking at Badat. Badat fucked me up.
All right, let's go. You stepped up to the plate, homie. You got to swing the bat.
Swing and a miss, bro.
Oh, no. You're doing it.
Right. Yeah, went from sleeping on the floor. Now my jewelry box froze. Fuck up bowl, fuck up stove. Counted millions in a cold. Bad bitch, booted swole. Got her on bankroll. Can't fold, that's a no. Headshot, case closed.
What is up, guys? It's DJ, and you're listening to the show for the realists. Say goodbye to the lies, the fakeness, and delusions of modern day society, and welcome to motherfucking reality. Guys, today we got DJ and Andy.
Cruise the motherfucking internet.
That's fire. That's some heat. That's some heat.
All right.
What's up, dude?
Nothing, man. What's up?
Oh, you know, getting to it, man. Yeah.
I didn't expect that.
Hey, you know, the guy, it was Almondot's idea.
Did you guys plan that all weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been talking about it since
strategy sessions and whiteboards
like,
and stuff.
It was like Friday, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still fucked it up, but, you know.
Hey, it happens. What's going on?
Nothing much, man. A lot of interesting stuff happening. It's an interesting Monday, man. It is an interesting Monday, but we got some shit to debrief.
All right.
We'll say that. We'll call it that.
Yeah. How was your Easter?
Easter was good, man. Easter was good. Dude, I was fucking exhausted by like 5.
Dude, I was too.
Exhausted. And I don't know if it was like the heat or like, I mean, because fuck, it was nice.
Yeah.
It was nice, man. But like, you know, we got up, we did church, did the Easter service and stuff. And then it was like fucking family shuffle. Like it was fucking, I was in South City, then North County. I'm like, dude, by 5 o'clock, I was cooked.
I don't do that shit no more.
It's hard.
That family shuffle shit.
No, dude, it's hard.
I can't do that.
It's hard.
You guys want to come to my house? You're welcome.
Yeah, just pull up.
Yeah. It's all good.
Yeah. How was yours? Everything was good?
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah?
Yeah, but I don't know what it was. I was zapped too, man.
Cooked. I was cooked, bro.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, well, we got some shit.
All right, let's get into it.
We got some shit, guys. Pay the fee.
Yeah, don't be a hoe.
Share the show. Let's get into it. Let's start off, you know, we did this, I think, like 2 episodes ago. We had the dumbass of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this one's plural.
Dumbasses.
Dumbasses. They thems, and I just thought this was absolutely gold here. I'm not sure if you guys saw this headline, but headline reads, Florida transplants fleeing in droves over relentless heat damaging hurricanes. So now there is a mass exodus of all the motherfuckers that left.
Can't handle it.
They can't handle it. They can't handle it. But it's actually a little deeper. It's not even just the weather that people are complaining about. Let's dive into this a little bit. This is a New York Post article. Reading, the grass is apparently not greener in Florida. Thousands of Florida transplants who moved to the Sunshine State during the pandemic are packing up to move elsewhere, complaining of the relentless heat, damaging hurricanes, and dangerous wildlife. More than 700,000 people drawn by the promise of sunny weather, no income tax, and lower cost moved to Florida in 2022, including 90,000 from New York State, according to census data cited by NBC News. But nearly 500,000 gave up on Florida and left in 2022, according to NBC News, which interviewed several disillusioned transplants who decided to head back north. One of them was New Yorker Louis Rakowitz, who lasted 2 years in the state. Quote, like every good New Yorker, this is where you want to go, the physician told NBC News by phone while driving to his new home in Charlotte, North Carolina. Quote, it's a complete fallacy. Rakowitz said he and his wife bought a home in the West Palm Beach area where they decided to pursue a more relaxing, affordable life. He landed a job as an emergency care doctor and his wife became a teacher. But Rakowitz soon realized it made a mistake. He says, quote, I had a good salary, but we were barely making ends meet. We had zero quality of life, he told the news outlet. The doc said the commute was a nightmare. The cost of their homeowners association fees had doubled and he felt unsafe after the state passed a law allowing people to carry a gun to carry guns without a license. Quote, everyone is walking around with guns there, he told NBC News. I consider myself a conservative guy, but if you want to carry a gun, you should be licensed. There should be some sort of process. So everybody's leaving. What do you got on that?
Good.
Everybody has guns, Andy.
Yeah, man. That's why there ain't no fucking shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how hard it is for these people to really, like, get it. Mm-hmm. Like, these people, when it comes to guns, their logic is so freaking flawed. Like, criminals carry guns. Do you think they get a permit?
They have licenses, don't
yeah.
they?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, this guy, criminal, he's got mm-hmm. criminal license.
He's got all the licenses.
I got a regular person license. Like, how fucking stupid and delusional can you be? You know what I'm saying? Like, these people that try to eliminate guns, you're not going to eliminate criminals from having guns. Just like in Europe, where they've eliminated guns, and you know what they do now?
They mass stab.
They stab.
Stab.
Okay,
stab,
criminals. Criminals, by definition, do not operate within the boundaries of the law, genius. And for you, and another thing, you're a doctor. You're moving to West Palm. That's where billionaires live. Right. You're a broke motherfucker, bro. You can't afford to live there. Okay, live within your means. You're probably not made for West Palm, where real estate's $50 million.
Right.
All right. On a doctor's salary.
Well, I mean, address that too, though. It's not like it's everything's just more expensive in fucking Florida. That's everywhere.
Well, yeah, and it's because people are dumb as fuck, and they vote for things that are below the line as if they are above the line. Mm-hmm. This is what happens when you vote for things like social initiatives and abortion and all these things. This is what happens.
Yep.
Everybody should be voting for the economy and for the safety of their cities. Those are the two biggest, issues that affect them the most. That's it.
Yeah.
And this dude here, sayonara, no one cares. Peace out. Get the fuck out. I'm sure the people of Florida are pouring some out for their homies. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, Florida's a lot like Missouri, dude. Like, yeah. It's just different. It's like Missouri with a beach.
Yeah.
Like, if you come here and you bring your bullshit here, nobody's going to like you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a conservative guy, but you can't understand how someone could want to carry a gun without a license. Bro.
Criminals do it all day long, man.
this is what I'm talking about, though, when we talk about, like, when we talk about privilege,
that's privilege.
These people have privilege because they've never had to be in contact with any sort of criminal element. So they can't comprehend in their head that, like, fuck, it's probably better that I carry a gun. And it's better that that guy has a gun and that guy has a gun because there's trust in community. How many times do you see concealed carry people just whip out their gun and start shooting people? Are pro 2A advocates. They don't do it. Now, if someone starts doing some shit, they'll shoot those people, and that never makes the news. They don't put that on the news. But, yeah, man, Charlotte's probably a good place for you. It's probably better than Florida. Florida's a little wild for you pussies. You know what I'm saying? So.
Well, you know, Charlotte, you know.
Huh?
According to DT Charlotte, you know, there was good people there.
Who?
In Charlotte, North Carolina?
Charlotte's cool.
Wasn't that Charlotte? Or was it Charlottesville?
Charlottesville.
Charlottesville. Oh, okay. Yeah. I digress.
Charlotte's a great city, dude. Yeah. It's just, it's one-fifth the fucking cost of West Palm.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, West Palm's like Palm Beach is like one of the most expensive places, if not the most expensive place in the country right now.
Oh, yeah.
And you're a doctor, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I know you're a big deal where you come from and shit, but in big boy game, doctors don't make that much money.
Nah.
Unless they even have 100 practices or, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Not enough to live that lifestyle. That's my point.
Yeah, that's a different lifestyle down there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just saw that, man. I thought that was interesting. Everybody's playing that fucking reverse Uno card right now. I thought that was...
good.
Yeah, I mean...
Good. Yeah. Maybe the real estate come down a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
You might go buy
Snatch
shit.
Me up something. Yeah.
I love it, man. Well, guys, let's get into our headlines. Remember, if you guys want to see...
Oh, my God, he's got fucking guns. In his pants. He's got a gun in his pants. That's not a gun.
Yeah, he's just happy to see you.
That's a weapon of mass destruction. All right.
I guarantee you, he probably waited a year. He didn't even change his license plate.
Huh? Like, bro, he just go back to New York.
Yeah,
he's trying to convert these people come to Texas and they come to fucking Florida. And
they buy all the Carhartt. They buy all
Dude, for real. They go to Tennessee. Like, all my buddies in Nashville are like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And you all fucking idiots go there and you vote the same way, not realizing that the shit you believed in is what caused you to leave.
Yeah, well, man. Oh, man.
I'm just glad. I'm glad nobody comes to Missouri.
That's what I'm. Don't come here.
Missouri is like a hidden paradise, bro.
It is.
No one comes here. No one wants to be here. When people come visit, they're like, why do you live here? And I don't say shit.
Nope.
Because I want them to think that.
Mm-hmm.
Do not come here.
Yep, don't come here.
We like it here. Fuck off.
Well, guys, let's get into these headlines. Remember, if you guys want to see any of these pictures, articles, links, videos, go to andyfrisella.com. You guys can find them linked there. With that being said, let's get into our first one. Coming off the Easter Day weekend, I'm sure everybody saw it. It was a big deal all across the country. Pissed off a lot of people. Joe Biden declared Easter Sunday Transgender Day of Visibility. Now, there's been some updates with this.
Yeah.
That I thought were pretty interesting.
Yeah, there's a lot of interesting topics here on this. I'll let you get to it here.
Let's
before
dive
I start
into this.
Just giving the fucking
juice
out.
Let's dive into this. This is a Breitbart article reading, President Joe Biden's White House has declared the holiest of Christian holidays, quote, Transgender Day of Visibility, end quote, announcing that transgender Americans are part of the fabric of our nation, the gay part of the nation.
They're that part that's like unraveling.
They're the rivet
it's
on
like
the
fabric. It's like a tear in it.
The thread. Biden issued an official proclamation on Good Friday reading, quote, we honor the extraordinary courage and contributions of transgender Americans and reaffirm our nation's commitment to forming a more perfect union where all people are created equal and treated equally throughout their lives. The official proclamation continued, quote, now, therefore, I, Joseph R. Biden, Jr., President of the United States of America, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution and the laws of the United States, do hereby proclaim March 31st, 2024, as Transgender Day of Visibility. I call upon all Americans to join us in lifting up the lives and voices of transgender people throughout our nation and to work toward eliminating violence and discrimination based on gender identity. Excuse me. Biden's chosen day for the inaugural celebration is Easter Sunday, a day on which Christians, including Biden, who discusses his Catholic faith often, celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, listen, I'm not one to tempt God. Like, I don't, you know, you gotta be careful with that stuff, right? And I don't know how many people out there are religious. That's besides the point. But it is interesting that, you know, when they, you know, the day that they do the Easter egg hunt and all of that stuff at the White House, yeah, it was a bunch of lightning and storms all across, and they got delayed like 2 hours before they could even do anything. So the start of the traditional Easter egg roll at the
Easter
White House.
Easter egg roll.
Yeah.
What kind of egg roll is that?
A little Asian mix in there, yeah. I think. A little teriyaki in there. But it was delayed for...
I fucking love egg rolls, bro.
Bro, egg rolls are good.
They're the shit.
They are good.
So one good thing come out of China.
I don't even think that's a
fucking
Chinese
pot stickers and egg rolls.
I don't think those... I think that's all American.
Chinese Americans are cool, though, because they fucking don't like China either.
No, they don't. Yeah. That's real. And they know we like to eat.
Yeah. They're egg rolls.
The start of the traditional Easter egg roll at the White House was delayed for 90 minutes on Monday as angry storm clouds delivered thunder, lightning, and a dusting of light rain on the assembled guests. Here's a video clip of it.
Shit, that looks like my house.
It does, actually. It does. He got called out by the D.C. Archbishop in D.C., the Catholic Archbishop. He got called out as a cafeteria Catholic. His official statement said, quote, I would say that he's very sincere about his faith, but like a number of Catholics, he picks and chooses dimensions of the faith to highlight while ignoring or even contradicting other parts, Gregory replied. There's a phrase that we have used in the past, a cafeteria Catholic. You choose that which is attractive and dismiss that which is challenging. But the biggest, weirdest, not weird, it makes sense. Apparently now Biden saying he didn't even do that. Did you see that?
I did, but I didn't know if that was true or
not. Oh, it's real. Yeah, it's absolutely real. Apparently, this is a tweet from Philip Malanthon Wegman. He says, quote, I didn't do that. Biden said when asked about proclaiming Easter Sunday trans day of visibility. Asked about Speaker Johnson's claim otherwise, the president replied, quote, he's thoroughly uninformed. Yeah, he didn't do that. He didn't do it.
There's a fucking tweet.
He didn't do it. So just more lying. Andy, let's get some juice on this.
Well,
man.
First of all, this started in 2009. Okay. So like everybody saying that it was, you know, it's this thing that he just made up. It's not. It's been going on since 2009. And Easter moves every single year. Mm-hmm. It just so happens that Easter falls on this date this year. And that makes you question why make such an official proclamation, right? Mm-hmm. And when I break this down in my head, that's just more demoralization. That's part of the communist revolution that's happening in the country right now. The next step after that is destabilization, which is what we're seeing with the migrant crisis, the crime, the inflation. The next step after that is crisis. And the next step after that is normalization. So I believe they're running straight down the pipe of a communist takeover in this country. And this is just part of the demoralization, along with his part saying, I didn't do that. Like, that's clearly a lie. Mm-hmm. And what they're doing is flexing on America, saying, hey, I could say whatever I want. I can do whatever I want. And there's nothing you could do about it. These people are hostile towards the American people. And there's people that are with them no matter what, but that's a small minority. And the more that they do this, the more they push everybody away from them. And I still think this goes along with the idea of them trying to get people so aggravated and so pissed off that they either join or give up trying, or they get violent and these people are able to crush some sort of violent revolution attempt. Like they claim January 6th was, right? Because if they can get people to organize and be violent, there's a good chance that they can kill all the main leaders in one stop. You know, if you had 50,000 people or 100,000 people or a million people get together at once against these people and they just drone strike these people, they don't have any resistance left. And all the people who weren't there would say, great job, you did it, you saved America. And that would be the narrative that they would run. Yeah. Yeah. So I think they're trying to either get people to totally quit trying because it's, you know, quote unquote, hopeless in regards to having any accountability for these people, you know, and that's what we see with Biden straight up denying it like that when he just tweeted it two days before that. Actually, yesterday he tweeted it and today he's saying he didn't do it. So like, that's what I see there. I see them. I see demoralization, and it doesn't matter what I say or do. You can't do anything about it.
Yeah. So what you're saying is, and like, just to clear this up. So, you know, Easter does change every single year. The date of Easter changes, right?
Right.
And so you're saying that this trans day of visibility, this has been a thing.
Yes.
For the last.
Since 2009.
15 plus years.
Yeah.
And so, but one thing that I think it's important for people to point out is that these tyrants, they will use any type of advantage to push that demoralization.
For sure.
So, okay, cool. Yeah, Easter fall. Oh, this is perfect.
Yeah, let's make a proclamation.
Push the proclamation.
Yeah, let's stir up the hornet's nest.
Yeah, because, I mean, dude, like listen, at the end of the day, the vast majority of Americans are Christian.
Yeah.
Vast majority. 70% of America believes that Easter is the day that, you know, Jesus rose from the dead. And so it's like, when you have an opportunity to shit on the majority of the country as a tyrant, you're going to do it.
Well, you know, dude, I also think that this is a play to try and get violence going against the transgender community, you know,
all eight of them.
Well, you know what, dude, real talk. I'm fucking sick of the visibility and the 50 plus holidays they all get, you know.
It's like 3 months.
Bro, I'm fucking tired of it. And so is everybody else. We get it forced down our throat in every single fucking direction we look. It, you know, y'all don't need any more visibility. You need to shut the fuck up. That's what you need to do. You need to shut the fuck up and people will leave you the fuck alone. Stay away from kids. People will leave you alone. Stop this crazy shit. People will leave you alone. Jamming your fucking shit down everybody's throat at every fucking point is only going to create more problems for you. You're not going to be left alone or live in harmony or be respected or be treated with dignity because you're not treating anybody else with respect and dignity. Mm-hmm. You're not respecting anybody else's viewpoints. You're having to shove your lifestyle down everybody's fucking throat. And if you don't, if they don't like it, they're a racist, they're a bigot, they're a this, they're a that, they're a this. How about this? Fuck off. How about that?
Yeah, it makes sense to me, man. Yeah, I mean, and here's the thing. They're like the visibility that they're begging for, they're going to get it. It just won't be the one that they want.
Well, leave people alone.
Yeah. Yeah. Guys, jump in on this conversation down in the comments. Let us know what you guys think. Speaking of comments, let's go cruise some. This comment comes from at Megan Hines 4167. She says, had better results from 75 hard than 3 years of VA quote-unquote therapy and 14 pages worth of meds. Thank you for bringing awareness to this topic. People really love that episode.
With Chris?
With Dr. Chris, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a fucking awesome
episode. He's the man, dude. You guys should all get his book, man, Operator Syndrome.
Yeah, for sure.
He's an awesome dude.
I guess we take this. Oh, we got a drop.
Oh, yeah.
Coming this Wednesday.
Yeah, we do. Wednesday, right?
Yeah, got a drop.
What time
coming.
Is it? 7 Central?
Yeah, 7 p.m. Central.
Yeah, for those of you guys who are looking for Real American Freedom gear, we do have a drop this Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Central time. So, yeah.
Drop it like it's hot, baby.
Yeah, trying to, you know, the last two times we've sold out in like 5 minutes, 4 minutes. So if you're interested in that, I would be ready to go at 7 o'clock Central.
Yeah, 100%. Guys, we appreciate all of your love and support. Thank you guys for continuing to be Real Ass fans. With that being said, let's get into headline number two. This is a little update from a few months ago that I've been trying to keep tabs on. Do you remember when everybody's phones were shit? Like
every day?
No, no, like the actual cell service was shit.
Every day?
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess that's...
You mean like how phones make... Apple's one of the most valuable companies in the world selling a product doesn't even fucking work right?
Yeah, yeah, like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that, yeah, yeah. But specifically... AT&T, remember when they had that massive outage?
Yeah.
Okay, massive update comes up. Headline number two reads, massive data breach. AT&T confirms personal information, including social security numbers, of 73 million current and former customers leaked on the dark web. Wow, this is interesting. Let's dive into this. AT&T has confirmed that a data set containing AT&T-specific information was leaked on the dark web around 2 weeks ago. The communications giant is currently investigating to pinpoint whether the data originated directly from AT&T or through one of their vendors. This data set notably includes sensitive personal details, such as social security numbers, though the exact source remains under review. Following the discovery, AT&T has initiated a comprehensive probe, marshaling both in-house and third-party cybersecurity experts. Preliminary findings suggest that a compromised data dates back to 2019 or earlier. The breach potentially affects approximately 7.6 million current and around 64.4 million former AT&T account holders. Despite the severity of the attack, AT&T has stated there is no evidence to suggest an unauthorized breach of their system leading to the leak. This was their official statement. Now, mind you, so this happened back in February, okay? It's April 1st today, and they're just now starting to come out and talk about it. Now, I remember seeing this thing where they gave all the users that were affected by the data outage like a $5 credit.
They did, huh?
That's what they gave us.
That was very generous.
Very, very fucking generous. And so now with this coming out, and they're admitting that, yeah, no, this was actually... This was an attack. They're still not saying who. They know who. They're not saying who. You know, and now they're saying that you should just take extra precautions. And if you notice any weird weird actions or things happening in reference to your credit or anything like that, that you should take the proper precautions and make those notifications. Anything on this? I know it pissed off a lot of black people.
Did it?
Bro, black people's phone bills are high as shit. I don't know why.
I don't think white people's phone bills are high as shit?
No, bro, listen, I'm telling you, it's not the same. It's not the fucking same. I don't know why.
So you're saying the phone bills are racist?
They are a little racist. I'm going to be honest, bro. Like, how much you pay for your phone bill? How many lines you got? You got two lines? How much you pay? Okay. I got two lines. My shit's like 300.
That's, well, clearly racism.
It's racism, bro.
Yeah.
Black people were pissed. A lot of people were pissed, and they gave him $5.
Well, I wouldn't know about that.
What's your phone bill, Andy?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Motherfucker, I don't pay bills. My bills just get paid.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Let's talk about from, because at the end of the day, at the heart, you're an entrepreneur, right?
Yeah.
So let's talk about doing the right thing as a business, maybe. Uh-huh. Let's go down that rabbit hole. What did they do wrong? What did they do right?
I don't know, bro. I mean, this is a much bigger problem than just your phone not working, you know? Like, when you have social security numbers and stolen identity and bank accounts breached and, you know, messages and all the private emails and all this shit, you know, I mean, that creates a problem, not just for now, but for who knows how long. And so, you know, I don't know what the right move is here, but I know this, people should be very careful about what they keep on their phone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's real. And $5 ain't fixing it.
And using the cloud too. Like, the cloud's not a safe place to use your shit. Like, you guys all think that's secure, huh?
You don't like the cloud.
Fuck no, bro.
Yeah.
I know too many people that have had all the shit stolen off of it.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's, I don't use it. You know, I'd rather just go plug my shit into my computer and let it take fucking 2 days.
Yeah.
Because
you got the original Mac up there.
I know. Yeah. Motherfucker, I got the dudes that made the Mac up there.
Steve?
Yeah. They're up there cranking away, churning butter.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I just saw this, man. I thought this was interesting. Weird timing. They're bringing this up. They're finally addressing it.
I'm pretty sure black people don't pay more money for their phone.
No, it's a fact. No. I don't know why. I mean, listen, it's probably because they got all their fucking cousins on there. That's possible.
It's a fact, huh?
Oh, bro. Let us know in the comments.
That's a fact.
Let's go to the comments. Let the people decide.
We might have to fact check that.
Bro, what I'm saying is that, like, the phone bills are probably higher because they have all their cousins and shit on the same account. You know what I'm saying? Like, they got little cousin Ray Ray. They got
him
on the phone.
I don't got a cousin Ray Ray.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So, like, that's probably why.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, yeah, if you got more shit on there, you're probably paying more. That makes sense.
If I had a cousin Ray Ray, he wouldn't be on my phone. I'd tell Ray Ray to get a fucking job. Maybe that would help with the phone bill problem.
Yeah, but the fourth line is like $25. It's almost free.
That's not almost free.
Yeah, that's true.
That's $25.
Yeah.
See, I think the problem is we're counting kind of funny. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
That's a weird way to count. Almost free is not an actual thing,
bro,
man.
Listen, that's just how we look at shit, man. Like, oh, it was normally $100, and now it's that's almost free. Hey, listen, these are the secrets, all right? I'm just telling you what they are.
Secrets to poverty. I mean, this sounds like the most ridiculous shit I've ever heard in my life.
Bro, hey, listen. I didn't make the rules, bro.
All right.
But we definitely ain't playing by them. Guys, jump in on this conversation, man. Let us know down in the comments what you guys think. With that being said, let's get to our third and final headline. Headline number 3. This one is great. This comes out of Denver, Colorado. This headline reads, Denver city official caught on camera begging migrants to leave. Wait, head to Chicago, New York City, going to suffer. This is great. Let's dive into this. So a Denver city official appeared to beg migrants to leave the sanctuary city that's been burdened with illegal immigrants in a leaked viral video. In a video obtained by 9 News, city official Andres Carrera, Denver's newcomer communications liaison, tells a group of migrants that the city's shelters can no longer help them and they must go to other sanctuary cities or they will suffer. Quote, the opportunities are over, Carrera reportedly tells the group in Spanish. Quote, New York gives you more. Chicago gives you more. So I suggest you go there where there is a longer-term shelter. There are also more job opportunities there. Quote, we are not going to block you if you want to stay here, he continues. Quote, if you stay here, you are going to suffer even more, and I don't want to see this. While the city officials suggested New York, Chicago, or Miami as destinations with more resources, he offered to transport them to any city they wished in the United States. Quote, you don't have to walk anywhere. We can buy you a free ticket. See, there it is here.
Is he black?
He must be fucking black.
Buy you a free ticket. What kind of fucking economic, what is that?
I don't know, bro.
Okay.
Listen, you thought it was bullshit, and that's real shit. Yeah. And it's BIPOC. That's what it is. He says, quote, "You can go to any city. We can take you up to the Canadian border, wherever." And of course, we have the video. But a city spokesperson did reach out to Nine News. They reached out to Nine News that they will not bus migrants to Canada, but can take them to cities near the Canadian border if they desire. After his speech, Carrera asked the migrants to raise their hand if they wanted to leave Denver and go to another city where there is more work. The video appeared to show a handful of people raising their hands. Here's the clip.
"The opportunities are over." That's Andres Carrera, political director for Denver Mayor Mike Johnston. Carrera is Denver's so-called newcomer communications liaison. That means that he meets the busloads of new arrivals. The city says this group got here on March 26, sent up by Texas's Republican Governor Greg Abbott. He warns them the jobs, the resources, the opportunities have already gone to the 40,000 migrants who came to Denver before them. Parents listen quietly as children play on the floor. As Denver tells these families that have sometimes walked from one continent to another, that they just have to keep moving, but they don't have to walk. Denver will buy them a bus ticket. The city says it won't buy bus tickets to Canada, but it will help migrants get to American border cities up north. It's a desperate pitch by Denver, a city that has taken in more migrants per capita than any city outside the southern border, and is looking at $120 million in budget cuts to pay for migrant services. The moment of truth. Who in the crowd wants to go to a different city? And who wants to stay in Denver? Todos, a migrant says. Everyone.
The clock is now ticking for the migrants who arrived on that bus. Families have 6 weeks in Denver shelters, and then they must go. Individuals get 14 days in shelter. As they were warned, after that, there may not be resources to help them.
And so a spokesperson for the city argued that the video did not show a complete picture of the efforts Denver has made to help migrants. Quote, "This news clip showed such a small part of the work our team member did that evening and just a fraction of the tireless amount of work he and the rest of the city's team have put in to help newcomers who arrive in Denver," the spokesperson said in a statement. So they're up about 40,000. They're calling them newcomers, legal aliens. And that's 5.6% of Denver's population, which is the most per capita of any city in the country. But how do we get there, right? Well, we got to go back, and we ain't got to go back far, Andy, just a few months, all right, coming straight out of Denver, how Denver became a destination for migrants.
Well, before you even get into this, I can tell you how. We got a bunch of liberal fucking dumbasses that live in Colorado that fucking think that everything sounds good and they don't have to do anything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I got a big bleeding heart for these families and these people, and they can come here. And then when they come there, they don't want to take any personal responsibility for actually helping them. So now you have families with little kids and little children because you wanted to be virtuous and brag about how nice you are and how cool you are and not lift a fucking finger to actually make a real difference. Okay, so now they're stranded here without work, without jobs, without a way to fucking take care of their kids and their families because you wanted to sound cool on the internet and be cool in front of your hippie fucking buddies. That's why they're there.
Yeah. I mean, to the point where they signed it into a bill.
Yeah.
To the point where their Denver police chief said they're not even going to work on deporting them or reporting anybody to ICE.
Yeah.
Look what you got to deal with now.
Yeah, that's right. And people in Denver and Colorado are pissed off, bro. I know a whole bunch of people live there. They fucking hate it.
Yeah.
You know?
And Denver's a beautiful city, right?
Colorado is one of the most beautiful states in the whole country, dude.
Yeah.
But it attracts these mindless, nomad, hippie, granola people, okay, for real, that have come from a privileged place in life. They're usually white. They're usually middle upper class. And they go there and they say, who cares? What difference does it make to you? You're just a Trump supporting bigot, you know? And all they do up there is go on ski patrol and smoke fucking weed, which I don't got a problem with.
That don't sound too bad.
But they don't have any real responsibility. They travel around, they ride their mountain bikes, they fucking, you know, do all the hippie shit. Mm-hmm. And then they vote for this shit and they don't do anything personally about it. It's just so they can look cool amongst their other hippie buddies.
Yeah.
And now you got a real problem where people are really suffering. And, you know, those people aren't going to do anything. They're going to keep voting for the stupid idealistic shit that doesn't work in reality ever. It never works. Yeah. It never works.
Well, that's the thing, man. It's like, you know, you're talking $120 million. And for like a city like Denver, it's not that big. There's not that many people that live there. But that's a shit ton of money that's coming from taxpayers that are now having to be completely redirected and shit is getting cut. And that's always been my biggest issue with like liberal ideologies, bro. Like the shit sounds good on paper.
That's why people vote for it.
Yeah, it sounds good, but it doesn't work.
Dude, that's why people vote for it. People vote for it because they are too lazy to dig in and understand what's actually going on. And they vote for these things that sound really nice and sound really humanitarian and make you feel like a good person when you vote for them that are outside the realm of reality. And then when you operate in reality and all these people come and they cut all the budget, now you have crime. Now you have a shitty city, which was once a beautiful city. You have litter everywhere. You have trash everywhere. You have all these people that are homeless. And all the people who voted for it, they're not doing anything to help.
They're not working any harder.
They're not doing anything. They don't care. They don't listen, dude. The leftist voter is the most uneducated voter on the planet because, bro, they vote on their heart and it's very easy to get them and they're not bad people. Now, communists are bad people, but the regular left liberal voter, they're not bad people. They just have this bleeding heart mentality that doesn't work in reality. And they create so much more issues in reality for other people and themselves because they vote for things that do not connect and do not practically work. And they don't have any experience with anything that practically works because they haven't done anything in their life.
There's no awareness.
Yeah. So like, dude, that's what we deal with here. And you know, there's all kinds of people who have worked hard to build Denver into an amazing city, which it has been for years and years and years. And now it's getting destroyed because, you know, the conservative voters even got too liberal, where they got to the point where they were like, just let them do whatever they want. It's no big deal. Well, do you really still think that? This is what happens when you just say, whatever.
Yeah. Live and let live.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
I mean, these people, listen, dude, it's sad what's going on. These people got to go, though. That's reality. They got to go. So.
Adios.
Yeah. No shit. Yeah.
That's how you say
You know, and I think we as society got to stop listening to all these granola people and these hippie fucks who don't have any understanding of reality. And when they start on their high horse and trying to preach to you, you tell them to shut the fuck up. Like, we tried it your way, motherfucker. Look what we got.
It didn't work.
It doesn't ever work.
Don't worry. It's not that we didn't do it enough.
And then they say, well, you have plenty. You should have. Motherfucker, that wasn't the dream. The dream was I could do whatever the fuck I wanted and build whatever I wanted. The dream wasn't work my ass off so you could go smoke weed on the fucking mountainside and be one with nature.
Yeah, what's it called?
While you could vote away my fucking tax dollars to these people who don't even belong here. That wasn't the deal. That's not the American dream. That's bullshit. Fuck you.
Yeah. Fucking sunbathing their buttholes.
Bro, I don't even go to Colorado anymore because of it. It's on the list with California to me. Last time I went there, it was so intolerable, the attitude. It was gross, dude.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That sucks.
And I love Colorado. I love it.
That sucks, man. Well, guys, jumping on this conversation, let us know what you guys think. What's happening in your sanctuary cities if you guys live there? I'm sure we got a few listeners.
See what happened in Georgia?
With what?
With the sanctuary cities. They fucking banned sanctuary cities in Georgia, and they said any city that becomes a sanctuary city will lose their state funding.
Oh, that's great.
Completely.
That's great.
So that's happening in Georgia. So
That's great.
We're going to see that start to happen in other places.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, and here's the thing too, guys. It's like, I mean, we are far away from the end of this tunnel. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like the consequences, like the damages that have started and have been put in place, we haven't even seen the fucking repercussions.
They're not even reporting the full scope or even close to the full scope of the amount of crime these people are committing. Like that one squatter story that we covered, there's hundreds of those happening right now.
Thousands.
Yeah.
Thousands. Yeah. Guys, jump into the comments. Let us know what you guys think. With that being said, our final segment of the show. Thumbs up or dumb as fuck. This is a good one because it's karma. And we always like karma. Thumbs up or dumb as fuck headline reads, kayaking Karen gets instant karma. Woman launches foul mouth rant at family during riverboat trip, then capsizes as she tries to splash them with her oar. This is just great. So this is the moment a kayaking Karen got instant karma. Benny Larkin and his daughter, Taylor Larkin, 14, were boating down Dora Creek, New South Wales, Australia, when they broke down and were approached by a Mrs. Know-It-All kayaker. The 33-year-old says the boat engine stopped working while they slowed down to meet the 4-knot speed limit, but he quickly realized the enraged lady thought he had broken the rules. The footage shows Benny calling the kayaker a Karen, so she addresses the camera to claim this cocksucker was doing 24 knots up the creek. Now, when Benny asks the foul-mouthed woman if she talks to her mother like this, and she replies, "My mother knows how to fucking drive a boat better than you." She kayaks closer to the vessel and tries to splash him with her oar, but instead hilariously capsizes her kayak and falls into the water. Here's the clip.
I just like to do the right thing, and when you come through fucking hooking, taking out everyone in there,
Nothing better to do to take the fun away from every. Oh, that's it.
Oh, well. I hope you got that.
I did.
What'd she say?
I hope you got that.
Film the Karen.
So this is the whole rant.
Here we go.
Hello, guys. Just letting you know that this sucker was doing 24 knots up the creek.
Was it 24? Where's your radar?
Where's my radar?
Yeah.
Mate, everyone was clocking you.
Where's your radar?
I don't need to clock you.
Come on, mate. You said 24.
I've got my license.
24? Come on, 24 knots.
All
how
right,
fast
sorry.
Were you going?
You're fucking doing more than 4 knots up
and
the creek.
And how much is that?
4 knots. You don't
four
even
or
have
five?
License.
Which, how many knots was I doing?
It's 4 knots.
Come on,
up
you
creek,
said
brother.
I was doing 24. How many,
four
how many knots?
Knots
I...
the creek.
And how many knots
you're
was I doing?
AFT 455N. Yeah. You're reported.
Yeah. Okay.
Happy New Year.
Yeah.
I hope your daughter's got a license too because she's on record.
Okay.
You can't do that speed if you've got no license.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, so what are you doing on the water?
What's your problem then?
What's my problem?
We slowed down.
You slowed down? You stopped to have an argument, brother.
No, I stopped.
Karen,
I'll
me,
stop.
Look at you, Karen.
I'll stop.
Karen!
You got a problem, Karen.
No, I do have a problem, mate.
Yeah.
You're breaking the rules, and you're being a sucker about it.
How am I? I just said to you, have a chat. You're the one yelling, mate.
Brother.
Where are you from? Sydney?
Where am I
Western
from?
Western Sydney.
I'm from this creek.
What creek?
The creek that you're breaking the rules
What's
in.
What's it called?
Dora Creek. Yeah. Where are you from? Sydney?
No, I'm from this creek.
Well, you obviously are, because you don't know the rules.
No, I slowed down, mate.
You didn't. You stopped.
I slowed down. Karen.
Karen. What are you, Kevin? Sucker, that's what you are,
bro. Oh, now we're going to...
You're a sucker.
Are we going to use profanity, are we?
Sucker.
Oh, this is what the Karens do on Dora Creek River, eh? Use
sucker, mate. I was fishing you on the
sucker, okay.
Coming through
what else am I? What else am I? Come on.
You're a sucker.
Okay, what else? What else?
You're a sucker.
Karen. What
you
else, Karen?
Are a
Karen, what else, mate? You all right?
Sucker.
What, are you to patrol these waters, do you? Where's your badge at?
I don't have a badge.
Right thing.
Unlike you.
Go on, keep calling me names.
I'll just hang around.
Keep calling me names.
Alright.
What else? You got anything else
you're
to say, Karen?
You're a sucker.
Why?
Because you fucking don't know how to ride a boat, drive a boat, sorry.
Do you talk to your mother like this?
If no, I don't, because she knows how to fucking drive a boat better than you, brother.
Doubt it.
I doubt it. What's this little thing? You got a 200 on the back of a fucking, what, kayak?
What, are you a fucking maritime fucking enthusiast
no,
as well,
mate.
Are you?
I just like to do the right thing, and when you come through here fucking hooking, taking out everyone in their fucking
do.
Christmas
nothing
presents.
Nothing better to do to take the fun away from every camp. Oh, well, that's it. Oh, well.
I hope you got that.
I did.
Good.
It's going straight on my Instagram.
Instagram, is that all you got?
No, I got
this is the best part.
Oh, TikTok, is that all you
yeah,
got?
Yeah, film this, though.
Is that all you got?
Yeah.
This is the best part right here.
No chance she can get back in there.
She ain't getting back in.
Do you know the rules, Lita?
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Really?
She just sits there and chills.
You're
on
the other side of the river.
Yeah, and you just come through on the wrong side.
Really?
Hooking.
We're going to leave.
I'll pump the fuel because you don't know what we don't want to stay here with you.
Oh, that's a shame.
Why are you blowing kisses?
Because he's a fucking stupid cunt.
What the
Look
fuck?
He can't even stay in her boat.
Huh?
Bro, stop she's so fucking ridiculous.
No, actually, the boat stopped on itself.
Oh, it stopped on itself?
Yeah.
Well, because you don't know how to fucking slow down.
Excuse me, what was that?
You need
Sorry,
have a breath,
I just need to stop up because... I said because you don't know how to slow down.
You need to have a breath?
Why?
She can't get her fat ass back in the fucking kayak.
You need to have a breath, though.
You need to learn how to drive a boat, obviously, eh?
You need to learn how to stay on your kayak, mate.
It's amazing. It's just amazing. Wouldn't even hold your daughter, mate.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
See you later.
She's still going, bro.
Fucking wow.
Bro, I'd rip it off of there.
Oh, bro.
That's great.
I just love when she tries to get back on the kayak and then like acts like that's what she meant to do the entire time.
Yeah, well, dumbass bitch. I don't know what else to say, man. Yeah. She's dumbass fat bitch.
Yeah, I didn't know those people existed like that.
Is that not what the fuck she is?
It's what she is.
I mean, bro, are these not the, I mean, at least it's in Australia too, not just here, because those are always the ones that got the most to say.
Oh, bro.
You know?
Yeah. That's why I've always been
like during COVID, bro, the ones that yelled the most looked just like her. They really did.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
were fucking old and unable and disgusting and loud and annoying, and they got a power trip, and real talk, somebody needs to knock their fucking teeth out.
Yeah.
Some other women.
Yeah, right. Or those that identify.
Yeah. Start regulating.
Hey. Hey. It is what it is.
Yeah, well.
That's karma for you.
Yeah, that's well, what you get.
Thumbs up on this, right?
Yes.
100%.
Yeah, too bad she didn't drown.
Guys, Andy, that is all I got. All
right, don't be a hoe.
Show the show.
Sleeping on the floor, now my jewelry box froze. Fuck a bowl, fuck a stove, counted millions in a cold. Bad bitch, booted swole, got her on bankroll. Can't fold, just a no, head shot, case closed.